The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
A little Rage Against the Machine to rage against the Friday and the fact that you might be one of the folks out there that are unfortunately work. I mean, it felt so terrible to think about work on that Friday between the 4th of July and the Saturday. It was a tough one, guys. It was a tough one. Speaking of tough ones, Matt, you know, I just walked by your desk and I came in here this morning, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, 5 a.m., talking about how I couldn't get a bagel, couldn't get anything. But there's some biscotti cookies on your desk that are just sitting there that I noticed that you didn't offer up.
Would you like one?
I came in here saying how sorry I was that Dunkin' Donuts couldn't provide me with sustenance. McDonald's couldn't get us all Egg McMuffins. Country Donuts wasn't open on Staten Island. And here you are having these little chocolatey, delicious biscotti cookies.
And they've been sitting there for hours.
Just sitting there. Sitting there. No one's taking them.
May I be honest? And I'm not saying this for brownie points.
Yep.
I told Matt during one of the breaks, I said, I feel really bad. He didn't have any breakfast or anything to eat. And he goes, I got a couple of biscotti on my desk for myself.
Must be nice.
He didn't care.
You know, I was trying to get you guys Country Donuts, which it's a Staten Island thing. Country Donuts, I mean, they're not a sponsor. If you're listening, Country Donuts, you should be a sponsor because I'm going to blow you guys up. They are a knockoff of Dunkin' Donuts. The font is the same. Mm. It's a green styrofoam cup instead of the orange and brown. And they make the same things as Dunkin' Donuts. And they also make protein shakes and things like that. But they make the same things. They just make it fresh. So you want sausage, egg, and cheese on a bagel. It's a fresh bagel. Egg scrambled
they
right
actually,
there.
They bake the donuts there?
They make the donuts and the bagels themselves. Almost the same. If it looks like it's in Dunkin' Donuts, they got it. Oh, suddenly they put, you know, all fancy stuff on the donuts. They're doing all the same things at Country Donuts. That was my tangent on Country Donuts, by the way. Again, if you're on Staten Island, you should definitely try it out. I mean, where do we even begin? I mean, we were talking about such crazy stuff, and I know Martha from Manhattan wants to chime in on Betsy Ross. I know when she chimes in on Betsy Ross, she's probably going to make my blood boil again. just when I was, you know, talking about rainbows and sprinkles and donuts, Martha, how mad are you about this Betsy Ross controversy?
Well, I won't say I'm real mad about it, but I'm very concerned about it because people who forget their history are destined to repeat it. And with the left trying to rewrite our history and make it out that the Revolutionary War, the Declaration of Independence was nothing but a racist document, I'm not saying they're saying that, but those are the implications to wipe out the memory of our history and the incredible courage it took, whether they were slave owners or not, to stand up against Great Britain, which was the greatest military power of that era, and take them out of our nation and take this land so that we could have a free, independent nation out from under a totalitarian regime.
Well, thank you. Martha, I think you summed it up.
It was horrible, and that never should have been the case, whether it was Jefferson or George Washington. However, it does not diminish the magnanimity of what those people did, including Betsy Ross.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, we don't use the Betsy Ross flag anymore because we needed to add more stars. We needed to add more stars because people kept coming. And that's pretty remarkable for a country as terrible as Colin Kaepernick and others who would denounce the Betsy Ross flag have us think about America. Neil from Staten Island, you want to chime in on the, I think, the 4th of July celebration. Neil, you there?
Yep, I saw the president yesterday. It was just spectacular. What a show. You know, for a week I've been hearing from all the Democratic nonsense. It's going to be about him. It's going to be about him. It's going to be a political show. It was just beautiful, just spectacular. And the salute to the mall afterward at night with John Stamos hosting it, the National Ball. It was a beautiful, beautiful show. I want to ask you a question, Joe.
Yeah.
I don't understand how these community boards work. How do they get the power to take away 400 parking spaces on Central Park West?
Well,
talking about the congestion pricing, the city is closing in on cars. Everything is for bicycles. Maybe we should start bicycles.
Neil,
charging bicycles.
There is a war on cars. They phrase it as we have to break the car culture. And this is not something that's being done behind closed doors. This is being done rather out in the open. This is the left wants to break the car culture. Never mind that you live in Staten Island like I do, and you need a car to get to get your country donuts in the morning. They do not care. But your point about the 4th of July celebration was so well taken, Neil. It was just great. You know, the Army. I think it was the Army Band. When they sang Battle Hymn of the Republic, I mean, it is just one of those songs that stirs up so many emotions in so many proud Americans, Americans who do not are not ignorant of the problems America has faced in the past, but cognizant of the greatness that we have become and we will continue to be. That's what a song does to people, and that's what displays of patriotism do to our society. And shame on anyone else like Joy Reid who wants to throw shade on it or make me feel guilty or make you feel guilty or make your kids make them out to be monsters because they want to cheer on a fighter jet. You know what? I still remember my parents took me to an air show, and it was the only air show I've ever been to. But I still remember it was an air show in New Jersey. And you know, wow, it was just so awe-inspiring as a kid, and the respect you get from some of these things. Shame on people like Joy Reid, and shame on Colin Kaepernick. I know, I mean, this is the hot topic of the day, but we're going to go back to it. I'm sorry, because I played for you, something that Joy Reid said on TV that's absolutely bonkers. I want to play some other people saying stuff on TV that's equally bonkers as her. Play the clip of Bakari Sellers.
Bakari, make the case that Nike was right to pull the shoe.
First of all, it's within Nike's prerogative to pull the shoe. This Republican and this faux outrage is just, it's almost laughable. I mean, look, the shoe, the flag, it represented a period of time where, with all due respect, I was 3/5 of a human being. And so that is an issue. People don't want to go back to that time. And people have an issue with it. But Nike made a business decision that they have every right to do. And so for the governor of Arizona, for Ted Cruz, for all of these now self-righteous politicians on the right to come out and break out pitchforks for Nike, look, they were the same people who were trying to burn Nikes a few weeks ago, and that stock just went straight up, and they had the biggest sales they've had in the history when they signed Colin Kaepernick. So why don't you do that same thing again? I'm pretty sure it's going to help Nike's bottom line. But even more, they are quiet as church mice when they're talking about a president who tramples on the American flag today, who cavorts with dictators, who lets his children play government on the weekends. And now,
I mean, you know, I confess, I know Bakari Sellers. I actually like Bakari Sellers. I think he's a good person. But to start off this conversation, to end it, first of all, by saying the president tramples on the American flag, tramples on the Constitution. I think that was actually Barack Obama who did most of that. Bakari had nothing to say when Barack Obama met with the Castros, met with numerous dictators in Southeast Asia, as I mentioned earlier, as he negotiated the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the one that wanted to have the Russian reset with a dictator, right? None of that matters. What angered me and I almost said a bad word, what angered me, what he just said, was the faux outrage. Because he thinks people like you who love America, people like you who appreciate America, people like you who think that our troops are great, our troops deserve a parade, our troops deserve to be saluted, people like you who think the president, the office of the president, is something we should hold to a higher esteem and be happy when the president does these big displays of patriotism. He thinks people like you who would take your kids to see a salute to the Fourth because there's going to be some military bands and some cannons that go boom, boom, and so mean and so terrorizing. He thinks you're giving faux outrage over this flag thing. He thinks people like you have like we're just doing it. Like I woke up one morning and I decided I'm going to hate Colin Kaepernick. You know, I don't like Colin Kaepernick because he had a dainty arm, right? But I didn't wake up hating Colin Kaepernick for his political views. He went out there and made very offensive gestures to a lot of people. So don't tell me it's faux outrage. It's very real outrage. It's very real outrage against a company who would side with a extremely small vocal minority over the vast majority of Americans who are happy as peach cobbler to live in this country, acknowledge the mistakes of the past, accept the mistakes of the past, build from the mistakes of the past, and celebrate the United States' 243rd birthday. I want to play another clip of someone even more crazy. It's more crazy. Now, Bakari, again, a nice guy. He was the lieutenant governor of South Carolina. He and I are acquaintances. And I wish him the best. This next person is someone who's educating children, not children, college students, at Georgetown University, one of the most important and successful prestigious universities in the United States of America, Georgetown University. Play this clip, man.
Because, words matter, symbols matter, too. Why don't we wear a swastika for July 4th? Because, I don't know, it makes a difference. The cross burning on somebody's lawn. Why don't we just have a Nike, celebration of the cross? Well, because those symbols are symbols of hate.
Right. My goodness. This is someone on MSNBC, the second most successful cable news channel. I mean, CNN in a death spiral. Maybe we'll talk about that later. The second most successful news channel in the United States of America, MSNBC, allows someone who they credentialed as a distinguished professor, very smart, to compare the Betsy Ross flag, which nobody thought was controversial, Thursday, a week ago. Nobody thought. It was sold in Walmart. You could still get them. Betsy Ross flags, they're everywhere. He compared that to the swastika and burning a cross on someone's lawn. How far has the left gone where you compare the flag that was flown and carried during our revolution, when you compare that to the hatred that emanates from a swastika? A swastika is what? I guess I'll count. Eight or six. Six lines. Six lines drawn in a specific pattern symbolizes death and evil and racism and genocide. He compared that with the stars and stripes. The stars and stripes. And then he said it's like burning a cross on someone's lawn. Imagine that. I mean, You think back to the days of the KKK. I mean, it still exists, of course, but you think back to these mass rallies of the KKK burning crosses as an act of hatred, as a way to project hatred against blacks and Jews and whoever else. You're equating that with flying the Betsy Ross flag. For the 99.99999% of Americans, if I went to your house and I dressed in my, red, white, and blue sheets, and I posted a Betsy Ross flag on your lawn, you probably would not take that in the same way as if I burned a cross on your lawn. And yet this is what a Georgetown professor said on the second most popular cable news station in the United States of America and was not challenged on it. This is the world we live in. This is why I think President Trump's going to win. We talked about the economy. Yes, it's going well. But the left has gone too far. This isn't even the party of Barack Obama. Right? I mean, Joe Biden's getting laughed out of the lead. Getting laughed out of the lead. I mean, probably the most reasonable of all the Democratic candidates, one of the most, getting laughed out of the lead because he probably, and I'm willing to bet he wouldn't say this, I'm willing to bet he wouldn't say the Betsy Ross flag is a racist symbol or it's a dog whistle to hate groups. Friends, we got to take a break, and I got to calm down because our next guest is a good friend of mine, Erin Elmore, and she was at the Salute to America yesterday, and I hope she tells us about the rainbows and sprinkles and pumpkin pies and all the great things about this ceremony and about America. You want to call us, give us a call. The number, as always, is 877-970-2999. I promise you we'll get to some calls after the break, after Erin. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. We've got a slow go on Queens Boulevard. As you make your way between Van Damme Street and Northern Boulevard, we've got a crash in that area. Picking up some minor slowdowns on the southbound side of the Throgs Neck Bridge. They put some road work out there on the span. Brooklyn Bridge, also a slow go between Manhattan and Brooklyn. Road work takes out the left lane there as well. Manhattan Bridge, a nice ride. You've got no issues across the East River. Also nice and quiet at the 59th Street Bridge in both directions. We've got no big delays on the Cross Bronx either direction right now between the Alexander Hamilton Bridge and the Bruckner. Deegan southbound, still a little bit heavy approaching the area of the Cross Bronx, and it's a quiet ride inbound at all of your Hudson River crossings. This report is sponsored by True Car. Looking to buy a car? Online shopping can be confusing. Not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for the car you want and see what other people paid for it too. Visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder sees the race card being played. Again.
Kamala Harris is not an American black. She is half Indian and half Jamaican. I'm sick of people robbing American blacks myself of our history. Donald Trump Jr. retweets it. All the man did was retweet somebody else's tweet, somebody else who happened to be black. Isn't that a legitimate question? I mean, and if it's not legitimate, does it make you racist?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains why we chose Trump.
He is you, he is me, but he just happens to be a billionaire from Queens. That's why we chose him. Because people look at him and say, okay, he may be the president, he may have the nuclear codes, but if I were on Air Force One, I'd be eating Big Macs too like he is.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
You know, I'm a Durasan guy. I love Durasan. It's the hand sanitizer. I have it everywhere I go, and I just love it because it's there's germs everywhere. And they tell you have to use a hand sanitizer. But when you use other hand sanitizers, it just lasts for a couple seconds, goes away, and it's mostly alcohol-based, and it makes my hands kind of sticky and icky. You know what I mean? It's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and alcohol-free. Well, Durasan is it. Water-based. It's water-based Durasan. Is non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects your skin for up to 24 hours. You believe that? Comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizers. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. The USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like Zika, the Zika virus, right? Which is perfect for the summertime coming up. Now, listen, you're listening to the show, please. You get 20% off when you mention the Piscopo Show. 20% off. And to learn more about Durasan products, please go to Durasan.com. Durasan.com. Or you can call 844-DURASAN, D-U-R-I-S-A-N, 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Black Hole Sun. Not a great way to introduce our next guest, who's just one of the most sunny people I've ever met in my life. I mean, I'm willing to bet, though, back in the 90s, she was maybe bopping along to some Soundgarden. Erin Elmore, good morning.
Thank you for calling me funny. I'll take that all day long.
You are sunny. And you're also now...
If I said funny, am I sunny or funny?
Oh, you're both. You're actually both. You're definitely both.
I'll take both.
So now you are one of Philadelphia's finest, but where were you yesterday? Tell me about yesterday, start to finish, because I have been pumping up the Salute to America All Show.
So yesterday, on the 4th of July, the birthday of our nation, I was in Washington, D.C. Not just in Washington, D.C. I was, let's say, 20 feet away from the President of the United States.
Very nice, very nice. And how was the show? I mean, was it all it was built up to be?
I mean, that and more. You've got to realize, it was pouring down rain, it was humid, it was sticky, it was hot. The place was packed.
Mm-hmm.
So you see these Democrats coming out, they have crowds of 100. The mall was standing room only. Everyone was shoulder to shoulder. It was completely, completely packed. And the energy and the spirit and the birthday of America was celebrated properly.
What do you say to so many people in the media? You know, we played a clip earlier of Joy Reid, talking about Bastille Day and saying how that's good because that's against tyranny, not realizing that the United States Independence Day is separating from England. You had Brian Schatz, Hawaiian senator, saying there's nothing patriotic about this. And you had all this buildup of people throwing shade on this event. How foolish do they look now?
I mean, they definitely have egg on their face. This is really about our military and celebrating our nation and our country and all of the accomplishments that we have had and made and the strides that we've made as a country. And to say these things and to be so negative and dour just really reflects poorly upon themselves. And every single member of the military and the armed services should be a Republican, because these Democrats are just making a mockery of their hard work and their service and their dedication to America.
And, I mean, again, as someone, a native daughter of Philadelphia, I mean, have you ever visited the Bessie Ross House?
Of course.
Is it like a staple to do when you're a Philadelphia school kid? Like, is this on, like, the fifth grade tour? Like, you just do it?
I mean, and further into states on the first grade tour. I mean, it is check that box part of being an American and a huge part of Philadelphia, a huge part of the Philadelphia experience.
So you promise me now on Twitter, on your Twitter handle, Erin Elmore Esquire, put out some good restaurant recommendations nearby the Bessie Ross House so people like me who are adults who want to go there, see the Bessie Ross House, pay tribute to a woman who was a Quaker abolitionist who created this flag, and also want to have a good meal and some beers afterwards. So please promise us you're going to do that.
I will do that and more. You've got it. So Philadelphia's a great city. Come visit. I love it.
I actually do love it, too. I mean, I certainly...
So much history.
The zoo is great. The museums are great. The restaurants are fantastic. It's definitely I think as a Staten Islander, because we live right off the turnpike, we are used to going there. But for the rest of our listeners elsewhere in New York, I mean, I wish they would get on a train, get in a car, and go there. I want to ask you about you know, how Twitter and Google and all these media companies are trying to start censoring conservatives. Do you think this is going to backfire? Yeah, I mean, is it going to backfire, you think?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you're aware, and I find this to be crazy, that the mainstream media really hasn't picked up what Project Veritas brought to light. Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, they had someone from Google that came out undercover, and he said, listen, they want to change the outcome of this 2020 election. They are censoring content. If you put Hillary Clinton's name in, they have filtered the results that you're going to get to make them more positive. This is a real thing. Google is not a neutral third party. Twitter is not a neutral third party. Instagram is not a neutral third party. They are political activists, and they need to be regulated like utilities because they are now a public utility. They are not your friend. They are not your supporter. They are doing things that are actually motivated politically.
What do you think they're afraid of? I mean, you know, I've heard jokes about this where the best offensive tool Republicans have is just letting Democrats speak. You know, if our side is so foolish, so dumb, so racist, misogynist, sexist, every ism under the sun, why wouldn't they just want to let us speak?
Well, because they know they're afraid. And what they think happened is their take on this is we were so wronged. In 2016, you know, we are the majority when they know they're not. They think they can fix this and correct this in 2020, and I assure you they cannot. But they think that they can change this, and they think that they were so, you know, wronged by President Trump becoming the president that they can now become activists and change the outcome of 2020.
Well, as a bona fide Trump supporter, as you undoubtedly are, who actually gives you the most concern out of the Democratic field? Is there one person that stands out? Is there one or two people maybe that might give the president a problem?
I mean, here's the thing, and this is a long way to answer a short question. They've had 2 years to bring the best and the brightest, right? They've had 2 years to bring a competition and to change things. And the best they can come up with is Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, a white, pale male stale guy, and they don't come up with anyone that's clever or interesting or competitive. I mean, one after the next, it's boring, 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 and not competitive. So, truthfully, I don't think any of them are really competition.
I think President Trump runs away with this election in a landslide. I mean, it'll be close.
Without a doubt.
I don't think there's a question that it'll be close. But I think, you know, in terms of the Electoral College, I just don't see people in states that voted for Trump abandoning him. The Democratic Party hasn't given anyone an alternative. You know, the economy is doing too well. The culture, I mean, this is something we talked about during the 2016 campaign. So much of it is about a culture war. And everything Trump predicted is happening. I mean, he got them to hate the 4th of July. He got them to hate the 4th of July. And he thought that people, the left thinks that people like you who went there with your family, your friends, to just, you know, throw a big public high five at the military are these crazy, backward, people. Erin, I mean, how important you think is it for Trump to stick to this message of a culture war in going into the next election?
I don't even think it's anything that he has to say or do. I think the media is doing it for him. And, you know, he just has to keep doing what he's doing and being who he is and being his authentic true self. And this is going to work out just fine. But you know what? On a side note slash hilarious note, I just love that Beto O'Rourke, you know, on the cover of Vanity Fair, mm-hmm. thought he was such a hot shot, such an up and comer, and then Mayor Pete comes along and steals every bit of his thunder.
Right, the like, next best thing.
Yeah, he's like, I speak Spanish. Pete's like, yeah, bro, I speak seven languages. He's like, I can skateboard. He's like, yeah, I'm a veteran and I'm gay. So I find that to just be the most amazing, hilarious one-upmanship of the whole thing.
You're right,
Beto.
He's out there. He's out there flailing his arms, just hoping to check every box possible. And you're right. It was just stark for everyone to see. Look, for a Democrat, it's probably easy to beat up on Ted Cruz, right? It's pretty easy. See Beto on stage just failing miserably when he had to go up against bona fide progressives, people that were in many cases serious people, and he just, you're right, he looked like a fool. And this Pete Buttigieg guy, he's kind of likable, you know?
I think he's very likable. I think he's going to have a problem with African-American voters just based upon his record and some of the things that he's done back home in Indiana. But, I mean, he's an affable, likable, well-spoken, measured kind of guy. I think he's the most suitable, but I don't think he's going to get the nomination.
I think you're right. Aaron Elmore, people can find you at Aaron Elmore at Twitter and AaronElmore.com. Thank you, as always, for joining us, and thank you for coming on the show when I was hosting it. You helped carry the segment. So be well, and I hope to see you in Philadelphia soon.
I hope. New York, Philly, let's make it happen. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. I tell you.
Have a great day.
You too. I just think that this sort of, you know, if you remember in 2016, Donald Trump embraced everything that was just seen as patriotic, and he tried to own it. The guy literally came out hugging an America flag. His slogan was "Make America Great Again." He talked about the war on Christmas and the war on all this stuff. And you know what? He's right. This week we see Democrats trampling on the Betsy Ross flag. The Betsy Ross flag. As Aaron pointed out, it was on the first grade tour for Philadelphia kids. You went to the Betsy Ross house. You probably left with a little Betsy Ross flag. You probably left with a little miniature Liberty Bell. I think I went on this trip as a kid. I think it was a Cub Scout trip. And they just want to trample on that. Friends, next guest is a great guy. It's John Flanagan. He's going to come right with us after the break. He's someone who is actually leading the fight here in New York State to try to swing the pendulum back the other way. And we're going to talk with him coming back. If you want to call 877-970-2999, I promise you we will get to your calls before the end of the show. 877-970-2999. This is Councilman Joe Borelli filling in on July 5th. Filling in for Joe Piscopo, give us a call, 877-970-2999.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. We've got a better ride on the West Shore heading southbound. Approaching Arden Ave, accident has been just cleared out of the way. Jackie Robinson, you want to watch out for a stall making your way westbound. He's over in the right lane by Metropolitan Ave. That's got you stop and go from Kew Gardens. LIE eastbound, still a little bit heavy over by Francis Lewis Boulevard. Accident cleared there not too long ago. It's a heavy ride across the Brooklyn Bridge getting to the Brooklyn side because of construction. The left lane is down on the span. Seeing some heavy slowdowns on the Grand Central heading west. Bound. Just after the Van Wyck, we could have a collision there. Not too bad across the East River as you make your way Bronxbound at the Throgs Neck and Whitestone Bridges. Also looking good at your Hudson River crossings. Inbound side of the George, still quiet up and down. Also in great shape inbound at the Lincoln and Holland. Chance for a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies up to about 85 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely down to 75. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save on new appliances by shopping Lowe's July 4th savings. Get great deals like up to 40% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 7/10 U.S. only.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com Studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
So two attempts it took you to play the right version of Steer It Up. This is the good one. This is the original version. Folks, if you like this song, you should go on YouTube, Steer It Up off the Songs of Freedom, compendium album. Great song. Again, this is Councilman Joe Borelli. We're sitting in for Joe Piscopo while he spends some quality time with his family. We are waiting to be joined any second now by Senator John Flanagan. Just a absolutely wonderful guy, John Flanagan is. He and I were gym buddies. Now, if you look at him, you'll see a guy who's actually in shape, whereas myself, I'm more pear-shaped. But we nonetheless spent a lot of time in the gym in Albany, in a little members' gym in Albany together. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How was your 4th of July?
Actually, it was awesome. Did a lot of chores, but went to a spectacular fireworks show last night. So it was really nice, and just a great day. We're all very lucky to be able to celebrate a day like that.
Any grilling?
No grilling on my part, but a lot of eating from the grill.
Very good.
I was helping out the way I could.
That's certainly all that matters. So you were at the New York State Republican Convention this week, and I'm sorry I missed you. I left right before you got there. But you were a supporter of Nick Langworthy, the new state chair. What do you think needs to happen for the Republican Party to start moving the pendulum back against the extreme left? This is not the party of the old Democratic days. This is not the party of John Kennedy anymore.
Yeah, I think there's a variety of things that we need to do. First of all, I'm very grateful that Nick Langworthy has really jumped in and jumped up, and 100%, to say the least. And he's got a tremendous amount of energy. He's got a wealth of experience, even though he's a relatively young man. Great family, and I think he's going to do an excellent job. And people say, well, he's from Western New York. He is from New York, and he is already traveling all over the state. I've seen him a couple of times in the city of New York already. I expect that he's going to really, really work hard. So in terms of what we need to do, first of all, we need to be better at our message. Not messaging, but our message. Who we are, what we stand for, why people should be supporting us. Because it's not enough to criticize the Democrats. People don't want to just hear criticism. They want to know, what are we doing to make their lives better? Why are we different? And why should we be given the chance? So if I stick to the basics of our core philosophy, Republican principles, capitalism, democracy, believing in the taxpayer and the citizen and the resident, and not focusing on criminals, not focusing on illegal immigrants the way the Democrats do, I think we'll be in a good spot. But it's got to be multifaceted, and we have to do a lot more in attracting minority communities and younger people.
Well, by the way, just on your first point, I never understood that logic of people saying that, you know, well, Nick or whoever else is not from New York City, they shouldn't be chairman. You know, there's no planet where the Republican Party, in terms of congressional seats, assembly, Senate seats, are going to be competing in Manhattan anytime in the near future. And it's only through places upstate, it's places on Long Island, it's places, you know, even down in the Hudson Valley, where the seats can be picked up. So making someone the chairman who's from one of these prime areas, to me, sounds like a better choice than you know, having, let's say, someone else. But you made a good comparison of where the state Senate now places their priority, and you said it was a big year for someone and a big year for other people. Can you just paraphrase what you said?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was thinking about this in anticipation of the call and having spoken to the convention. You know, I want to be – I always say I'm proud to be an elected official, public servant, state senator, minority leader, love being majority leader. But what do we actually stand for? You know, we don't like raising taxes. We believe in regulatory reform. We believe in investments in education and infrastructure and higher education. We don't believe in an overburdensome government. We don't believe in obstacles to people who want to be entrepreneurial. We don't always think that you have to castigate everybody because of a few bad apples. Democrats have a totally different philosophy. They haven't met a tax that they haven't embraced. We now have the reinstatement of the commuter tax, as you know it. Everyone's calling it adjusted pricing, but mm-hmm. Joe, the list is so long, it's hard for me to remember everything. The climate change bill is a disaster. The farm workers bill is a disaster. The car wash bill is a disaster. Billions in new taxes, not enough investments in education, really paying no attention to upstate New York the way it should have been. And decriminalization of marijuana, trying to allow illegal immigrants to vote, giving them tuition, The list is so long, it's hard for me to even remember. And I'm doing this every day.
Right. It seems like the big winners, if there were any, were people who have come here illegally, or people who have or are or may be placed in jail. I mean, I think it's just such a statement of where the Democratic Party stands. Look, you have been in the legislature much longer than I have. You were there for at least 20 years or so before me. I'm not dating you because I told everyone before you got on how much better shape you are than me. But you actually remember the days, and if I could go back to the 1995 John Flanagan and explain to him why he shouldn't, go crazy on Assemblyman so-and-so, because Assemblyman so-and-so is going to be so reasonable by the standards of 2019. Would you even believe the direction we've actually gotten in?
No, I wouldn't. And I think I have a vivid imagination, and I do at this point have a wealth of experience. And I said at our convention, on a scale of 1 to 10, reflecting on session, 10 being negative, I put the session at least a 14. Mm-hmm. We have massive social changes across the state of New York that are, they may not appear to be so bad overnight, but they're going to have real significant, very negative ramifications in the long run. And I know the Democrats are standing up and jumping up and down for joy. And just by way of example, we now have the most radical abortion law in the country. We have brand new taxes on everybody. There's nothing involving tax cuts. They took away rebate checks. And they have an orientation that is so anathema to the people I represent that we have to, every single day, we can't blame anybody else. We can't blame the media. We have to get out there, mm-hmm. talk to the average person, talk to the business owner. And I hear a lot of people saying, I don't know why I'm staying here. And
yeah,
that's it.
Well, I think you're hitting on what I think is the most important point of the Republican Party in New York State. It's becoming less about convincing people that might have voted Democrat years ago to vote Republican now. It's convincing people that might vote Republican to even stay in this blessed state. How expensive is it for a middle class family to live in your district on Long Island? I it's got to be crushing.
Yeah. Well, where you represent, Staten Island is very similar to where I live and represent. And it's the same thing. There's nothing for the middle class. There's nothing to mitigate energy taxes. There's nothing to boost affordability for the middle class families. Again, you just take illegal immigrants now. Not only are they going to get free tuition, they don't have to do things that the average person does, like fill out a FAFSA form for financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
So now I remember we had this debate about driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. And the sponsor of the legislation, Senator Sepulveda, said this has everything to do with making sure there's no immigration enforcement,
right.
Not anything else. He was openly candid about that. I think the farm workers bill, if you take a macro view of the state of New York, agriculture is still our number one industry.
Yep.
And it is absolutely going to devastate and destroy the agricultural community. I saw a story on Fox the other day about produce prices in Georgia and how what's happening in Mexico is affecting the state of Georgia to the tune of $900 billion. Well, take that and multiply it a number of times in what's going to happen in the state of New York. And there isn't a person, myself included, who doesn't want farm workers to be treated properly. But the margins in that community are so thin, it's going to be absolutely devastating. So it's not any one thing in isolation, although I can pick on a variety of different things. And just the whole notion, they are so much more aligned with criminals than they are with mm-hmm. victims. Reducing sentences, changing the law in the state of New York to absolutely unequivocally avoid any immigration enforcement. They reduce people's sentences from 365 days a year to 364 simply to ensure that there would be no immigration enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very compelled and very passionate about speaking to these issues because I do think there's buyer's remorse. I don't think the governor ever anticipated that we would find ourselves in this situation. But let's be clear. This is the Democrats versus the Republicans. This is the governor, Democratic Assembly, and Democratic Senate, now the Democratic Senate. And, Councilman, you know this. You were there.
Yep.
You saw what it was. And in the short time since you've left, it is radically and unalterably different than it was. And I'm, listen, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining because I know what the solutions are. And when we were trying to fight for things like making the property tax cap permanent and the spending cap and tax cuts, we didn't have partners.
Mm-hmm.
And now they all have partners, but they're shifting and lurching so far left, it's almost beyond comprehension.
Senator, I have 6 years before I'm term limited in the city council, and let me tell you, the fear of what you are talking about is what is making my family actually consider leaving the state. Like so many people that live on Long Island, Staten Island, and you know, elsewhere in between. I mean, it's gone so far. And unless you and I and Nick Langworthy, the new chairman, can start pushing it back the other way, my friend, we may both be in South Carolina before we know it. And I just want to say thank you for joining us. And have a great rest of your 4th of July weekend. I surely appreciate you coming on.
It's great to hear your voice. You take care, and thank you again.
Thank you. We will get to your calls as soon as we get back. We see the lines lighten up. People want to exercise their First Amendment right about some great topics. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo on the Joe Piscopo Morning Show. Give us a call, 877-970-2999. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. We've got some troubles on the Brooklyn Bridge making your way across the span Brooklyn bound. Not only do we have road work out there, but we've also got a stall taking out a lane. That's causing some heavy delays. FDR Drive on the northbound side. Another broken down car over by 96th Street. That's got you packed from 79th Street. We've got some slowdowns on the BQE as well, making your way eastbound toward the area of the Brooklyn Bridge. Beyond that, it's a great ride over to the Kosciusko. Still working on that crash on Queens Boulevard. As you travel between the area of Northern Boulevard and Van Dam Street, you are very slow getting through that stretch. No big delays on the LIE eastbound, just maybe some minor slowdowns. Approaching Queens Boulevard, beyond that, it is a great ride over to the Cross Island at your Hudson River Crossings inbound side. That's looking great on both decks. Inbound Lincoln and Holland also in great shape. Outbound at the Holland, though, it's looking like a 20-minute wait. Chance for a thunderstorm this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, 85 degrees, and now you know what's going on. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder says Joe Biden is getting a pass.
But I know where his heart is. Joe doesn't feel that way at all.
Hey, I know where his heart is, says Clyburn, and Sharpton says, hey, people sometimes say things that don't really reflect what they are. You know?
He may say things that doesn't reflect what he really means.
Well, right.
He must prove that to people.
But zero tolerance for Trump.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with the president and CEO of the law firm of Lowy Dannenberg, Barbara Hart, about the Child's Victim Act that lifts the statute of limitations allowing survivors of childhood sexual abuse to file claims. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's am970theanswer.com, keyword story.
I love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand, right there. Fred is there. Fred is great. Had a great chat with Fred and Johnny. Michael himself, you know, and Marianne is there. The family. It's a family. I love the family. I love the authentic legacy of Italian tradition at Michael's of Brooklyn. You, if you're not Italian, will love the food. I'm telling you, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And you don't realize it till you get out there and you have a meal at Michael's of Brooklyn, and then you think about all the other Italian meals you had at other restaurants, and not to put the other restaurants down. They got it down there in Avenue R. Nostrand. We want you to go out there because the Food Network has now deemed Michael's of Brooklyn one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And they make the sauce there, right where that wonderful cuisine is. They make the sauce right there. And I told you, I had Fred walk me in and say, how do you make the sauce? And I went in, I saw how the bottles are made and how they have the tomatoes go through the pipes. And it's right there. And they can make it anywhere. And I love that Fred and the family keep it right there and then ship all across the United States. So when you're listening to me across the country in South Carolina and Texas, wherever you are, and you look on your supermarket shelf, you see Michael's of Brooklyn, you got to take it home. Michael's of Brooklyn, we love it. But if you're ever in the area, in metropolitan area, and if you're listening to Joey in Connecticut, New Jersey, or New York, you have got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Avenue R and Nostrand, right there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Times of sun and clouds, very warm but humid today. There can be a shower and thunderstorm around this afternoon and this evening, especially west of the city, the high today 85. Then mostly cloudy, warm and muggy overnight, low 71 to 75. More clouds than sun, warm and very humid tomorrow with a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm or two around, mainly during the afternoon and evening hours, high 88. For Sunday, partly sunny and warm but becoming less humid with a high of 84. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
You nailed this one, Brian. A little Desmond Dekker for your morning festivities. A little ska reggae to brighten up everybody's day. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo. Fear not, friends. Joe Piscopo, the real Joe. We'll be back on Monday ready to rock and roll. Let's give it over to Dr. Anthony from Long Island City. Good morning, Dr. Anthony. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. It's wonderful to hear your voice, and my family and a lot of principal friends of mine are your supporters. I want you to know that from the outset.
Whistleblowers welcome, my friend. If you got dirt, I got your receptacle, and, slide into my DMs, as they say. But please, go ahead.
We're faced with a major problem. We have a racist chancellor. His statements are racist. His policies are racist. He sees everything in black, white, and brown. And he's a divider. And honestly, I feel very bad for the people who are white and the people who are Asians that work in the system and that attend the schools. He is, without a doubt, the worst chancellor we have ever had.
You're right, Anthony. Dr. Anthony, thank you for calling. You know, I mean, just think of this. Look, we all have biases. We've all maybe, you know, laughed at off-color jokes in our life. But I drive past Stuyvesant High School almost every day I'm in Manhattan. And I have driven past as the school's getting let out. And there are predominantly masses of Asian students and Middle Eastern students. And I've never, ever had the impulse or the thought to think that these kids who earn their seats here, that these are seats that white students should be taking. Or, you know, I never had that thought. And yet for this chancellor, this is something that's not just an internal thought. This is something that's an open dialogue. He thinks there are too many Asian students and Middle Eastern students. Some of the poorest demographics in the city of New York. The poorest demographic are Chinese immigrants, right? It's not black, it's not Hispanic people, it's not any other race. It's Chinese immigrants. And yet they qualify and earn their place in some of these elite high schools at a far, far higher rates than any other students. I wish we would replicate those students. I wish we would see them for the great students they are and not just as a number. They're a percentage. There's 25% from China, 80% from Pakistan. Oh, and the chancellor thinks that's bad. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a great thing. Guys, I hope you enjoyed me filling in for Joe. Like I said, he is back Wednesday. You can get me on Twitter and Instagram at Joe Borelli NYC. Give me some feedback. And if you want to shout out on any issues, I am always open to hear you out. Hope you have a great weekend. This is Joe Borelli signing off.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.